completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to LindaMonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, don't forget to leave me a voicemail on the feedback. You may be on my show. Drop me a nugget as to some things you might want to hear about, and I'll definitely put them on the air for you. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of my listeners for listening to me each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Detail, Terry Ingram, Senior CEO and Owner. Have wheels, will clean. Tonight, I want to talk about 7 symptoms of depression that could be debilitating. For the last couple of weeks, Satan is out here running rapid. He's causing these people to commit suicide, and suicide among African Americans is greater than I've ever seen in my life. So let me just tell you what depression is. It's a common condition that affects millions of people each year. In fact, according to the World Health Organization, depression affects 264 million people worldwide. It's a leading cause of disability, impacting many physically, mentally, and economically. It is somewhat biased. Depression is more prevalent in women than in men, and depression can lead to suicide, or at the very least, depression may cause someone to make an attempt. You know, I thought depression was, some people just want attention, so sometimes you don't realize that they're depressed, and when they're calling out for help, you don't take them seriously until it's too late. I mean, I've known a lot of people that tried to commit suicide, and you know, they would call and talk and talk and talk, but it still didn't hit you that, you know, they were really at that breaking point where they wanted to take their lives. Now, I would know, I am one of many. Some people live with bipolar disorder and depressive disorder, and yet despite its prevalence, there are many aspects of depression that are misconstrued and understood. Depression isn't just an emotion or feeling. There are very real physical manifestations and health consequences of suffering from depression, and that can be debilitating. Trust me, I grew up very depressed. Nobody knew that I was depressed because I kept it on the inside, so everybody went around their daily life not even paying attention to, I wasn't even responding to life, really. So depression is also a mental illness. It can also cause physical symptoms. These include pain, stomach upset, fatigue, and restlessness. Now, here are just some of the few ways depression can manifest in the body. And you really don't think about when you're going through these situations that you're depressed. So insomnia and other sleep disturbances is definitely one of the debilitating situations that arise in depressed people. Now, while many inaccurately believe those with depression are lazy, we all rest day and we rest all day and sleep excessively. Sometimes depression keeps us up. Insomnia is a common symptom of depression. And while the reason varies, when I'm depressed, you have a hard time silencing the negative thoughts. A tape plays on a loop. This keeps me awake. Sleep disturbances can go either way. People suffering from depression often sleep too much. They don't realize they're depressed. But it's just as they have trouble getting to sleep or staying asleep, or they just, the sleep may be restless or fitful. You know, you can't go to sleep at night. You know, I thought when I was depressed, it was just, my mind was just going so fast. My body just couldn't keep up with it, and that's why I wasn't sleeping. I just didn't want to be up. I didn't want to be around people. But I didn't understand that I was depressed. Another symptom that would cause you to be depressed is fatigue. Now, one of the things that most people facing depression is fatigue. So you have a hard time staying up. You have a hard time standing up. I mean, getting out the bed is a real chore. I mean, you just want to sleep your life away, thinking when you wake up, things will be better. Now, fatigue is one of the most commonly experienced physical symptoms of depression. Unfortunately, it's also very difficult to treat. A 2010 study found that even when you're taking an antidepressant, 80% of people suffering from major depression was still experiencing fatigue. And I think that's part of that antidepressant medication too. You know, you take something thinking it's going to help you, and those side effects is really what's causing the problem. The third thing that causes, that happens in depressed people is that they have brain fog. This is another physical symptom. You know, you just can't think straight. Nothing makes sense to you. Okay, so it just alters your ability to function daily. It's just that, you know, stuff come, you can't get your words out. You can't think straight. It's just you say stuff, it makes no sense to nobody but you. So brain fog is really, really a symptom that's in depressed people. And another symptom is body and back pain. You know, you thinking you just having a little pain, you may take an aspirin or something and the pain never goes away. Because what you need to understand, your mind is what controls your body. And if your mind tells you your body is in pain, then you're going to hurt all day, okay? That's just the way it is. And you get all tensed up, you know, your back lock up, you have all these muscle aches. So, you know, stress can cause that too. It causes your muscles to tense or spasm, and that'll create the pain too, okay? Headaches is another thing. That most depressed people experience. You think it's something light, you know, maybe I'm hungry, maybe I didn't, you know, get enough sleep. You always try to figure out why your body is manifesting these symptoms. I mean, most people experience headaches, but when you get to the point that this headache is so debilitating that you start throwing up, your eyes start seeing stuff, you know, you got a serious problem with depression. It's just not the headache. You know, you need to get that taken care of. But research has shown a strong link between head discomfort, pain, and mental health disorder, including depression and anxiety. Now, that's another thing. You just get anxious because you don't know what to do. You don't know who to tell. You don't know what to say because you don't want people to know that you're experiencing these things. So you just, you know, go pop an aspirin, hope the headache go away. But then when you know when you get the throwing up, I mean, a migraine is the worst pain you can experience. I mean, you're having some real serious issues when you're having that migraine. So, you know, even over-the-counter drugs, it really doesn't help most people because it's in the mindset. You have to change the mind in order to get these issues resolved. And so another problem you'll have is with your vision. Your vision become blurry. You can't think, what in the world is going on with my eyes? You know, it causes the whole world to look fuzzy and hazy or blurry. So, you know, it's like you just don't want to see nothing in the world that's around you because it's not anything that's really positive going on. And you just, it's like a psychological blindness. You don't even want to see what's ahead of you or what that day is going to bring. And the last symptom that you have is gastrointestinal problems. Okay, from aches and flips to knots and spins. You know, your stomach is like, listen, what in the world? Let's get it together. And once you did this, you know, you got diarrhea and you don't know where that's coming from. And, you know, it just sends signal to the brain, look, something's going on. This has got me so stressed out. It just, your stomach just goes in knots. You don't know what to do. Then you get to throwing up. And like you say, your eyes go blurry. So it is really, really hard. And now with this pandemic, people are getting so depressed that they're committing suicide. How bad is that? I'm telling you, we've got to get it together. I'm challenging all pastors out there. You need to get to these people and you need to let them know that they need to get born again and all of this will go away. Because Satan is out here seeking who he may devour. And so if they're so depressed that they don't want to get out the bed, you know they're not thinking about going to church. So it's our duty as Christians. Somebody going to say, oh, you know, what you call them, sleeping all the time? They throwing up? You know, that's your key that this person is in some serious, serious help. They need some help with depression. Because they don't know how to deal with it. They don't know what to do. They don't take the symptoms seriously. So they figure, you know, I'm better off dead than living life going through all of this pain, mentally, emotionally, physically, and emotionally, and financially. Finances probably is the reason most people are stressed out today with this pandemic. Thank God, hopefully it's almost over. But depression is a killer. So anybody around you, notice their behavior. If they're sleeping a lot, if they're not wanting to be interactive with other people, if they're telling you about headaches, stomach aches, diarrhea, that is a depressed person. And you need to talk to them and get them back on the right track. Now, depression is hard enough on the mind, but people often forget it's hard on the body too, because you have to, it's going to manifest some way. It's going to manifest some way. And it starts in the mind. It starts in the mind. So the mind tells your body, something is going on here I can't handle. So that's where these pains and aches and visions start going out of whack. So I'm challenging you, you Christians, to please, please. I have never, like I said, seen so many African Americans commit, taking drugs to commit suicide. And people, I mean, they try to reach out to somebody. They try to reach out to somebody, and, you know, if they become a drug addict, you know, people don't really want to mess with drug addicts, but those are the people that's crying out for help. They're crying out for help. They're trying to take the drugs to numb that pain. And what they realize, what they don't realize is the pain's not going away because it's in your mind. You have to get your mind right before the body will accept this behavior. So I'm begging with you, please, 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 if you notice anybody with these symptoms, you know, try to encourage them, try to talk to them, you know, take them out, spend some time with them, you know, let them know that somebody care about them, somebody love them. And that's really all they want. They just really want to know that somebody love and care about them. And once they get that feeling, you'll be able to, you know, minister to them about God and get them on the right track. Because that's the key. They do not know God. And if you don't know God, Satan is the only one you do know, because he's the king of this world. He's the God of this world, and he doesn't want you to be happy. He doesn't want you to have peace. He doesn't want you to live the abundant life that God has placed us here to live. It just breaks my heart to see somebody take their own lives. And then people get to the funeral service and, you know, tell about how they came to them that day and they just didn't get the signal. They just didn't get the signal. They were crying out. You may not have seen the tears, because they probably had cried and cried so much that they couldn't even physically cry anymore. So if somebody come, even if they're drug addicts, talk to them. Take time out. Spend time with these people, because Satan have them bound. And they are asking and crying out for help. They just need to know that somebody on this earth loves them. They think drugs are the answer, but that's Satan's way of keeping them bound. And they don't have the ability to see through Satan, because they're blinded by his tactics. So we as Christians have to stand up, teach them the wiles of Satan, how to counteract Satan, and get these people saved. I mean, these are young people. These are young people taking their lives, okay? Because they feel that this is the only way out. Now, they don't understand the other side of the situation. They don't understand that they are going to be, they think they in torment now on this earth. Taking your life without knowing God is eternal torment. And with that situation, you're not going to be able to come back to live the way you want it to live. is an eternal situation for you. So Christians, please, please, please help our young people. Help them. Don't think that you don't need to help them, because this is what we're here for, to show them the way. So take time with them. Take time with them. I hear so many people saying, well, I don't want to talk to them. They this and they that. But let me tell you something. If you got God on the inside of you, when you get around those spirits, the spirit will know you are a godly person. And trust me, they will flee. They're not going to stay around a godly person. So it's our duty as Christians not to shun these people away, but just spend a few minutes with them. I mean, I've been on the phone with people 5 hours just letting them talk through their situations. But you know what? By the time we got off the phone, they forgot all about what they even called to talk about. Because you have to show them. You have to show them that you care. That's all they want, is somebody to show them that they care. Love is the greatest gift God gave us, okay? That's what he came back to show us, that he is love. And we need to give that love to our fellow man. Okay? That's the best thing you can do on this earth, is to show love to your fellow man and be there in their time of trouble. Broadcasting from Vershani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Vershani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, don't forget to leave me a voicemail on the feedback and let me know what you think of this broadcast, okay? Like I said, you might even be on my show. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Detail, Terry Ingram, Senior CEO and Owner, Have Wheels Will Clean. I want you to take these nuggets, show love. And if somebody comes to you, take time out to listen, because you don't know if you're going to save their lives or not. Okay, don't forget to go to lindamonroe.com, order my book. This is a great one. I give you some principles that will help you live your best life. I'll send you an autographed copy along with the gift. And if you can't read, I have it in audio. I'll read it to you. Until next week, be blessed. All is well. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. I love you. God loves you. And the best is yet to come. See you this time next week. Same time, same station.
Completely redesigned Vershani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.